Hi, everyone. This is Savoy, your host. This is the Eat, Pray, Thigh podcast, episode 6. This will be the last episode before 2017 is over, which I just want to say I'm so done with 2017. Like, it has made my soul, my pussy, my just everything hurt. And I think at this point, it's just time for it to go. It's like an ex-boyfriend, but like not like a regular ex-boyfriend. It's like one of the motherfucking boyfriends that like they might have gave you an STD or like they fucked your best friend, like, and you hate them with like a deep-seated hate that you don't even know how to explain. So that's how I feel about 2017. Fuck you and everything that you stand for. Oh, and MTA, also fuck you. Yeah, I said it. If motherfucking Korea sends a bomb over, I hope it hits the headquarters first. That's how I feel about MTA. Fuck you too. Because of what I just went through to get here. Yeah. But anyways, on a happier note, I'm Savoy, your head doctress. And everybody's looking at me like, damn. Anyways, I apologize. This is how I'm feeling. I just had to get that off my chest. I felt like I could do that with y'all. Our guest today, Michael, how do you say your last name?
So much just happened.
Right? I know. That's I had to get that off because
no,
I felt like...
No, we relax, relate, release.
Yeah, yeah. You weren't ready?
The pussy, the bomb. I mean, I wasn't questioning your pussy. I just...
Oh, it was a lot. I was about to say, I feel like I probably said that to you before. You never heard me say my pussy?
No, hurts? I've never heard that.
Really?
I have not heard that. And it's Arsenault. Michael Arsenault.
Yes. Michael Arsenault. Okay. Thank you. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to pronounce it incorrectly.
No, most people do, so I appreciate you even pausing to... That's courtesy.
Look, I'm...
A gentleman.
A lady.
Lady. I thought about the pussy. I was like...
A lady. No, a lady.
Because you did say thoughtress. I don't want to misgender anybody, so...
Yeah, please don't.
Yes, yes, girl. See? I pick up cues.
Anyways, Michael is a writer... a Beyonce, like the...
Yes.
You're like president. OG. I want to say you're like president.
That's a little...
Or like, okay, maybe not president.
But I would say like I'm...
You're like...
A founding member of the Beehive. I'm okay. A gay man from Houston, Texas. So it was love at first, Southside. And...
Have you ever actually met B?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I would say the editorial director of the Beehive.
Oh, yes.
Elder statesman.
Yes, I like the editorial director.
Somebody tried to question me yesterday about that. I was like, no, I've literally been here before all of you.
Oh, who would dare question you?
Niggas don't know no better.
Because I knew better.
But you got to let them know.
Did you let them know? Did you check them?
Definitely.
Did you put like a B?
I almost said already.
Did you
stamp I was about to be like, H-Town, bitch, horn, quark, ho. Like, it was already doing a lot. No, I did it, you know, subtly, but it was like, you're not... No, don't question me.
Okay.
But yes, I have met her. I met her in 2011. I actually talked about that a little bit in the book because there is a chapter dedicated to her, and she is in the subtitle.
So Michael is writing a book.
Yes.
Well, Michael, tell us the name of your forthcoming book. He's a motherfucking real one. Okay. Anyway,
I appreciate that. I want to put that on the book. The book is called I Can't Date Jesus. I'm actually turning in my edits by Wednesday. Yes. I'm almost done.
Thank you for taking your time.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy for you to be here.
Now, they did change the subtitle, which is long, but it's I Can't Date Jesus. The subtitle is the publisher wanted to kind of attract more people, apparently. But yes, Beyonce's in it. It's love, family, sex, race. Clearly, they put in their part to be like, okay, let me shut up. And how I put my faith in Beyonce, so she is in the title. I had to check myself real quick. Self-edit, see?
Look, and that's what we call growth.
Growth, yes.
Kelly.
Yeah, because I want the rest of my advance.
And I want you to get the rest of your advance.
It's rough out here.
You ain't never lied. I'm about to start stripping or something.
I should have been an escort in college.
Right?
I should have been like some... perverse senator's little secret. And probably wouldn't even have to do that much nasty stuff, just show up.
But you know, no, because sometimes the politicians, they be in like, they might want to piss on you or do some other shit sometimes.
I'm definitely not getting peed on. No offense to anybody likes to
Yeah,
be
no,
peed
no.
On.
We are.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not piss shaming.
I'm not piss shaming either. I just have no desire.
I personally don't want urine on me.
No.
It reminds me of R. Kelly, and I'd rather not.
I just don't. I don't know where your piss has been. Like, I know I drink, I try to drink 2 to 3 liters of water. I don't know if you're drinking water or not. I don't know where your where your piss is coming from. Like, if you're only drinking, like,
bourbon,
fucking
and, Kool-Aid.
And fucking, like,
Coke Zero.
Strawberry Sunkist. Like, what, how?
I could, like, literally smell it. Now.
Yeah.
Let's detour.
Yeah, let's detour. Because we don't want to talk about water sports. Okay, so... Since it's close to the end of the year. Since it's close to the end of the year, do you have a favorite album of this year?
Oh, wow. It's been so much, it's so much music now that's released. I could say, like, in this quarter, what have I liked? I actually really like Hey Michelle's album.
It grew on me.
I do enjoy Miguel's album, but that's not going to do well. I can explain why. Okay. I'm a Miguel fan, though.
I'm a Miguel fan as well. So let's.
Okay.
We can talk about this real quickly.
There are no hits on the album. Okay, so let's just launch with the fact that, which I wrote about for work, Miguel sold this as like a political album.
It's not political at all.
It's not political at all. It makes allusions to politics in the visuals. And then he did an
interview. It's more on leisure than war.
He did this interview where he claimed very falsely that Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, and Prince were never overtly political in their music. I was like, the dude that made a song called They Don't Care About Us, Ronnie Talked to Russia, Marvin Gaye was very political, particularly as a Motown artist. Like,
what's going on?
About Vietnam and all this stuff. Like, no, it's overtly political. They had something to say. You could say that maybe they tailored some of their political musings when they were like at their commercial peak, but even that's like a tricky. It's just no, and also there's no hit on the album. The album is a lot like the last one.
Low key, I think Carla Maduro. I think that could be a hit because that to me like.
Oh, strange. I like that song.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I try not to be a laptop label head, but I can't help it sometimes.
It's okay.
The only single on the album was "Come Through and Chill" with J. Cole. That version and that came out now. Like, I like all the songs that have been released, but they're not hits because they don't have hooks. I just think it's really interesting that somebody who's such a good songwriter and has constructed hits for other people has not constructed one for himself lately. And I really do like him, so I know it sounds, and I know he can be a little sensitive to criticism, but
he's very sensitive to criticism.
He searches his name on Twitter, which is what Cardi B needs to stop doing too, but yeah, I like.
How do you know this for sure? How do you know this for sure?
Okay, so I'm on Twitter a lot, but
okay. I follow you. So
beyond that,
I don't feel like you're on there that much, but maybe you are.
I'm actually on a lot less. Like, I have a big mouth, but a lot less because the book needed to get done. So I had to download.
Priorities.
I had to download an app.
You got
to keep
your advance.
Off.
You got your. You need to get the rest of your advance. So you focus.
Yes, and I just yes. You can tell she searches her name because she purposely pops back at people all the time who don't at her. And like literally last week when her single was supposed to come out, and it's the third time she said that, and it didn't. There's no single. She actually got into it with somebody I know, like a writer, and the girl told her like, instead of searching your name and arguing people about some shit that don't really matter, she was arguing people about her spending her money on Offset. She was like, why don't you focus on you and your next hit? Which is some real shit, because why are you searching your name? No, look at Cardi B's timeline, everyone listening. Just casually stroll through her timeline on any given day. You will see her quoting a tweet that does not at her and her clapping back. Mm-hmm. And I love her too, but grow up. You have a Grammy nomination.
Well, I saw that Remy Ma supposedly unfollowed ASAP Ferg.
Oh, because she worked with Nicki? Because
he did the Nicki remix.
That shit lit.
I mean, I haven't heard it.
Ride with Minaj. Mashallah. That is my shit. I was listening to it on the way here.
You better do a light twerk.
Yeah, I had that on. It's been on nonstop. But I am definitely Team Minaj. I love Nicki.
I don't have a...
And Remy can't rap on beat.
I hate you.
She's like Silk the Shaka with effort. And I kind of like Ricky. Actually, it sounds like I don't like anybody, but I do like these people. But I would.
I like Remy and I like Nicki. My problem with Nicki is it's hard to like somebody who doesn't like themselves. And Nicki definitely doesn't like herself on any level. And it's very apparent.
I don't know. Okay, so
she may not be searching her name per se, but the bitch hates herself, and that's a fact.
Okay, so I personally would not align with that point of view, but okay. I will say that I might I actually can maybe understand why you would say that, because she does seem sensitive, does not like criticism at all.
I mean, no artist likes criticism.
Well, no, but sometimes... But some people can take it better than others.
Some can.
I think...
But most can.
I do think Nicki is sensitive, and sometimes a little mean.
She's well, like, I mean, I've not heard a little mean.
Yeah, like,
she's
let me
evil.
Cut the shit.
She's evil.
I'm a very big fan of hers. I love her music, like her features. And actually, I like
I all love,
of her
no,
music.
Don't get me wrong. Like, as a musician, like, love, I love Nicki as a rapper.
But I don't think she's a person, nice person, no.
No, she's like an evil spirit.
Oh, no, I've heard horror stories. From people that worked in music, people that worked in TV, people who have interviewed her. Like, I'm a part of the press. Like, yeah. I've never heard a good story. Literally only.
But let's
once.
Not talk about her too much, because I don't want her to get like try to get my show canceled. Because she about that life. Because she ain't got nothing else to do.
Oh well, you.
Well, she hasn't got rid of the Reed yet, but you know, still, I ain't as big as the Reed, so. No, I don't
wanna. But I am a fan. I kind of want her to chill out. Like, to your point.
No, I love her as a rapper. I just don't like her as a.
So Reminisce unfollowed ASAP over that.
Did you really? I was like, who the fuck is Reminisce?
She's mad?
I guess she is mad.
Why? Because Wake Me Up, that dumbass song, that ain't doing nothing. How are you not going to, how you sample Queen Bitch and you not on beat?
You know what? We're going to move time.
And why does she sound like Migos, Kim?
There will be no discussing. There will
I
be
love
no,
Kimberly Jones.
There will be no, in any shape or form, there will be no.
Tickets are breaking. We bug now.
Look. What did I say?
Are you a QB? Like,
if it was not for Little Kim, I would not be here.
I mean, I want to be clear. I love Kimberly.
Like, if it was not for Little Kim, I would never feel comfortable enough
I
to
used
say.
To be scared. Oh wait, I'm gonna get you started.
Yeah. I used to be scared of the dick. And no, like she just taught me so much about life.
Well, Kimberly Jones is iconic. Everything.
Yes,
the
everything.
Template. You do blind allegiance. Like you.
No, I don't do blind allegiance. I just to a certain degree, I am very like.
To be fair, I do like.
Let's be clear. I'm not listening to anything new. By
I
Lil
actually,
Kim.
I was gonna say I like the Took Us a Break. I actually like that. It's just she sound like Young Thug, but I like this. It's cool.
I'm okay.
I don't like Wake Me Up.
I just don't.
It's like sound like you.
I'm just not interested.
You just go to like the first four.
The first four albums, particularly the first three. Really, the
fourth. First three are. The fourth is better than I thought, but
yeah,
the first three just like wait I mean, five actually. Isn't
five?
It five?
No, it's four.
Oh,
it's
it four. Is four. We blocked out the other. I was gonna count the mixtape, but.
Oh no, no. Why would you do that?
That's okay.
Why would you?
The PayPal.
No. Mm-mm.
Who said that?
Who said that?
You said that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so what are you letting go in 2017? Is there anything that's not come with you in 2018?
I was actually joking with somebody. I said, new year, new me, you might not make it. But that was my best friend, so I was kidding.
Why are you always so mean to him?
No, I'm not mean to him. You see, no. For context, y'all all think he's the nice one because he presents as the nicer one. But like, he come for me.
I'm sure he does. Like, no, don't get it twisted. No. I am very clear. Like, I can as a shady cunt, I can sense shady in their spirit.
Well, the girls were reading, but you know, I write for a living, so. I can pull out the scroll, and that's all that was. It was from love, though.
Okay.
I think one thing moving forward next year, I want to be. I try to always be there for my friends if I consider you a friend, and I try to be really generous with my time, especially if I believe in you. And I think moving forward, I want to genuinely care more about. I want to put me. I mean, it does sound like a cliche, but I think it's true. Like I want to put me first more. Because sometimes people don't extend themselves as much to me as I do them. And while there are some friends that wouldn't apply to, there are a few people in my life that I'm like, you wouldn't do this for me if I did it for you.
Amen.
And next year, I definitely want to let go of that. Like, I really need to move forward with my career, with my life. And I want to be more in control. And that means sometimes some people just have to, they got to wait the way they make me wait.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to wait, they can go find somebody else to be around. I'll
be
okay.
I support 100%.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. That's not one of the things, but this year in general, this later part of this year, I've been like, I'm just about me right now. I'm like number 1 through 5, actually.
Oh, and just random, the title of this podcast is Everything.
Thank you. Thanks. Aw. Tear. Okay. Okay, where are you, last 2017 question, what are you most proud of this year? Or like, what's your biggest achievement for you? Personal, professional, whatever.
I finally sold my book. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Actually, to even piggyback on your question, they're connected. I finally achieved that goal. It was very, it took a very long time. I mean, a lot of black people have been selling books this year. I'm very proud of, like, my friends and colleagues and what have you. I've been wanting this for so long. I remember when nobody black was really selling books. Mm-hmm. And some of you, like, the big name authors now were not that successful when they had books years ago. So even then, it was such a wide gap. But I think even in between, like, selling the book and actually, that's what I meant about being good about your time, I was up for TV shows, be it on air, be it writing behind the scenes, like multiple shows. I had been approached about even my own pocket. Like a lot of things that I've always wanted were presented before me, and I was chasing them in the midst of trying to write the book. And sometimes you have to kind of just focus on what's right in front of you. The one thing that actually may not seem like the most lucrative at first, but it's gonna get you to what you really want, and all of those things will come together. So I am really proud that I finally achieved that goal in selling the book. I'm really proud of the book I wrote. I have so many more goals that I wanna accomplish with the book, but I think it's a really good body of work. And I think people will really like it. I'm about to start begging people for pre-orders, like an R&B track, very soon.
Yeah, look, I got you.
Because I'm actually already listed on Amazon. The image is up, so, but I haven't formally been like, babe, please, go on pre-order so I could be a New York Times bestselling author. Babe, please.
Babe.
But I am very proud of that.
Come on, you better jump on, you better be on your knees like Jodeci.
Thank you. I was about to say Jodeci. Long live Mr. Dalvin when he was Peak Bay.
Peak Bay. That was a long time. Drugs will kill your soul.
Don't do the coke. I mean, not to coke shame people, but it ages you, sweetie.
Allegedly. I don't think it was just coke, though.
I don't think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, when you look that bad, it's just not. It's never just. And it's never just coke.
And actually, he's held up better than the other ones.
That's a word. And what you said before was a word, too. Okay. So, we'll start, like, the actual podcast interview. So,
okay.
Portion. So, I've been giving guests the options to pick between the three subjects. Eat, pray, thought. Where would you like to start?
You go wherever you want. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, then we'll just start with that.
I figured that's where you were going.
I mean,
go,
well,
so.
No, I was like, when I went into this, I was like, I'm going to ask Michael real. Like, these are not just going to be like regular, nasty thought questions.
But like, where does your spirit lead you? Let's go.
Where am I?
Yeah, what's the questions? I'm ready.
I don't even know how I feel about.
No, that wasn't a read.
Yeah, it wasn't readish, but it was very like, let me see, bitch. Which now I feel.
No. It wasn't shady. I literally extended like, ask whatever you want. This is. I'm here.
Yeah. Yes.
That just said I was ready.
I am here.
I'm ready, Tevin Campbell. Not I'm petty, Remy Ma. Because she's petty, and I'm a Nicki fan. You caught it. It just took a second, but you got it.
So, can you, what do you classify yourself as? Are you...
What does that mean?
Like, homosexual, bisexual?
I'm a gay, yes.
Yeah, you're a gay, okay.
I'm a gay.
Okay, so what was your coming out process like?
That's funny, that was actually part of the... Before this formally started, I was complaining about something. I came out in stages. It was more important to me to come out to my friends, because my friends are my chosen family, and then my sister... my father then asked me, that didn't go well. And then when I started my career and started kind of like actually getting recognition a little bit, and this is pre-Twitter, so right when Twitter was kind of starting to pop, something I wrote, excuse me, went viral. It was about two gay black boys before it gets better. I mean, that's what it's called, It Gets Better. That started. There were two black boys themselves. They were young gay boys that were teased or assumed gay, and they killed themselves. So I wrote about my experience about being fucked with, basically, for being gay. And I used to fight people. Sometimes you take it, and sometimes you just end up swinging back.
Yeah.
And I will fight you. I've tamed my inner Chris Brown, but yeah. Back then, like, there was no room for, like, that kind of stuff. So I ended up telling my mother, and that didn't really go well. So
ooh.
I came out to my friends and my sister around 21, 22. I came out to my mom like 25.
Okay.
I'm a late bloomer, which is a lot of the theme of the book.
Me too.
Yeah.
So we got that in common. I told my mom at 21 though, but that's only because I had gotten my heart broken.
Aww.
And damn. Like I was literally like, and my dad wasn't home this particular, like, cause my dad was like my confidant. So, but I literally like was, I had got home because I found out the boy, the first boy I ever kissed and who I was about to give my virginity to, which thank God I did not. I found out he had tried to fuck one of my like closest friends. And I was like,
niggas ain't shit.
And I haven't been since the beginning of time. Anyway.
I have that gender equivalent of white guilt. Men are awful. If I don't want to fuck men, I wouldn't fuck with them.
Right, right. But then I've had my awful moments, so I can't even pretend.
That's honest.
Yeah, like, no, I did some awful shit today. Well, not fully awful, but I definitely. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm being 100% true. I text the nigga.
I ain't shit today.
Yeah, I text the nigga today that I have no intention on fucking. But I just needed to feel. I need to feel special today.
Oh, wait, is that bad?
Yeah, I feel like if you don't actually have intentions on fucking them, it's bad.
Because
it's misleading.
Because he's assuming you all will actually have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just want to pick me up.
Yeah, I just, exactly.
Oh, okay. Got it now.
Yeah, and he might listen to the podcast, so he might know who he is, and I apologize in advance.
Accept my condolences for your loss.
Yeah, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better right now. Anyways, nonetheless, I was 21, so I was like heartbroken. I was like, my mom was asleep, and I literally just got into bed, like tears streaming down my face. And she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I was kind of dancing around the topic, but then eventually she was like, well, who is it? And I was like, him. And she was like, him. And then, yeah.
Did she take it well?
No, not, she didn't take it horribly. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people, mothers who took it way worse than mine did.
Pick me. Go, continue.
So, it was just a few months of just like, are you sure it's because you've been fucking? Because at the time I had lesbian friends. She's like, because you've been friends with them girls.
Oh yeah, they do, and think, but it's contagious.
Yeah, I'm just like, bruh. Like, first of all, they licking twat. I'm sucking dick or trying. Because at that time I wasn't even sucking dick. I wasn't doing anything, but I had just started kissing. So I was like, trust me, mama, it's not.
You were on your like first entree.
Yeah, barely
on the buffet line.
I might have really, that nigga, I'll just call him water.
Is she better now?
Yeah, yeah. My mom's very much like, my mom would be like, what, is you talking to anybody?
Oh, that's sweet.
A few weeks ago, but one thing that stands out to me was when Empire first came on, you know, it was
on. Oh, Lord, yes.
My mom was like, have you ever met Jesse before? Because I think he'd be good for you. I'm just like,
that's actually sweet and like, appreciate.
But Jesse
that.
Is not at all my type, and that's why I laugh.
Because
I'm, look, I don't like him. I don't like him that light skinned nor that pretty. I need to be, there can only be one.
You the pretty bitch.
One, there can only be one centerpiece.
Fair
on the
enough.
Table. And then it always needs to be.
Well, that's even good she did that, because I will actually have not mentioned another to Andre and our other friend. Yeah, I actually didn't tell my mom the title of the book until a week ago.
Oh.
And we, it's like a cold war as far as my sexuality goes. She doesn't like the fact that people, like, I'm definitely not famous, but I guess.
But you popping. You have
flips bang.
Come on.
Some people might know my name and recognize me. It's not a common name. And the family has seen me on TV before, those types of things.
Are you Creole? Because that sounds like a very.
It's a Creole.
Okay, name. I was like, say, mom, it sounds like a Creole name.
Like, I'm from Houston. My mom has a Creole name too. So, like, they're both. Like, she's actually from, I was going to say Louisiana because I'm country, but Louisiana. Yeah, I told her the title. She didn't take it well. Well, she responded as, I will say it was the most gracious conversation where she's expressed disapproval that we've had.
Okay.
But ultimately, disapproval is not that gracious. So, no, she's not happy her son is gay, or her other son, but other, whatever. Well, her brother's gay. My dad's brother's gay. It's just a bunch of gay around, but it's an issue.
Is she okay with? Is she okay with your uncle being gay though?
It's interesting. I always thought my uncle. So in the book, I talk about how basically I got introduced to what it meant to be gay. One, I was playing with little boys in daycare.
Okay.
Young Thot.
Yes, come on.
But my uncle died of AIDS in 1990.
Sorry to hear that.
Was a drug addict and had AIDS. So I, and that was my dad's brother. My point of reference was just death. Mm-hmm. And I understand on some level there's a concern for your son, and we're black in that, but that's not it. My mom's a devout Catholic, and she's a true believer. So everyone thinks, oh, you know, when you get, when this book do this, and it goes to that, and you making all this money, and I'm like, she don't care. She's waiting for her her paradise in the afterlife. So nothing I ever accomplish or money I make or can give doesn't negate the fact that she wishes her son was not gay. Although she understands, like, you're born that way, but...
Oh, wait. Oh, wow, that's...
Yeah. No, that's, she gets that, but it's the religion part, because sometimes, no offense to the believers, but sometimes religion
can trick
people into rationalizing the irrational, because whatever your faith means to you and your interpretation of that, anything that deviates from that, you will mentally come up with some excuse to like, oh, no, no, well, no, you can't help it, but the Bible says this, and it's like, okay, girl, well, I don't go to church with you no more, and I'm keep fucking these niggas. I'm kidding.
we'll keep fucking. Come on, keep fucking these niggas.
So when I hear stuff like that, like your mom, even like blessed, like it's cute, like it's.
Let me be clear. Jackie is no walk in the park.
That's fair.
Today is her birthday, but let's be very clear. Love her to death. She is no. Edwin, my producer/best friend, can attest to the mini Jackie story. She is no walk in the park.
I'm actually not going home for Christmas. Single teardrop, but. 2 years ago, my cousin asked me, "You fucking anybody?" at Christmas, which was very progressive, because I'm like, "Oh, people, they know I'm gay. Like, they want to be like, who you fucking?" And then last year,
this a male or a female cousin?
A female, but it's okay. So this is gonna sound weird, but she's my first cousin on my mother's side. Okay. She's married to like a second cousin on my dad's side, so they're not related, but they're both. Whatever to me, which I didn't know until I met him through her. But no, she asked that, and then they both were asking me like, "What is your dating life like?" Because that cousin, the male one, particularly used to say when he used to live in the Bay, he rich. I aspire, getting there. He used to say things like, "Oh, well, you know, you would love San Francisco. Like, the girls are clocking." And then last year, my aunt, my mom's sister, was like,
"San Francisco is only a white gay man."
She was like, "You seeing anybody?" I was like, "No, but you're so handsome. You should be dating somebody." I was like, "Thank you, auntie." And I told her what my cousin said the year before. She's like, "Well, I wanted to be like, you fucking anybody, but your mama was right there, and you know she's scary." So that's as close as I've gotten to your mom trying to be like, hook you up with Jesse.
I rolled my eyes.
You were so stressed.
Because Jesse is just not at all remotely my type, and my mama should know that. Like, she should know based on... Anyways, I have...
How about in babble? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay. This is Eat, Pray, Thot, the podcast. We babble.
Because I know we got a lightning round.
Yeah, we do. We got to get to that. But anyways, okay, so next question. What was your first crush? I always think it's interesting to ask the gay guys what their first crush is.
I'm going to break them up because you probably won't know the first person. Omar Lopez, who used to be a background dancer for Janet Jackson during the Janet era.
Okay.
He was the one who's Janet grabbed his crotch.
Okay.
And he was in the Creep video. The one that was like holding the mic.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I was thinking you was going to pick a real. I was like, well, of course I'm not going to know. I thought these were going to be like people in your life. But
I like. He was my first.
He was your first? Okay.
Crush. And then Will Smith. And then local.
Will Smith?
Because he had a big old butt. And then locally, a boy named Chris, who was. I actually wanted to fight him, but he was cute.
Oh.
Chris was an asshole.
They always are.
Yeah.
Your first crush is always an asshole. Or like, actually my first, like, not the first, like, high school crush. Andy, Andy McKeever. I still love him. But
I realized I went straight to celebrity Bird.
Look, living your truth. I didn't have any celebrity crushes at that point. And when I first like was coming into it, I never had celebrity. Like they were always real. But my first like actual like the first man that I remember was like, I think I'm in like, I, oh, that's what I'm feeling, was a trainer at my sister's gym at the at the Bally's, and he had a tiger tattoo or a panther tattoo on his chest, and he was very big and swole.
This is your Bird coming out.
Yeah, I was 17, and he was nice to me, and I remember like that's still like a, I think because like growing up being like gay and being young, like people are always mean to you, especially men, black men. So you're used to that. So when black man and when another man is nice to you, you immediately like you're like oh.
And you remember that.
Yeah. That's
very interesting.
Exactly. So
we're not even always nice to each other. So
we're not nice at all, actually, most times. Anyways, we'll talk about that another time. Mm-hmm. The gays are evil sometimes, most times. Anyways,
joking. Only.
Joking. I mean, I like you. I like you.
I like you too.
Yeah.
We actually met at, wait, where did we meet? I feel like we met at a house party.
We met at, yes, it was Desmond's party. And it was Desmond's party, yes. And I, as a matter of fact, can I tell you what I remember?
What?
So I remember we were doing a toast. It was me, you, and another friend. I won't mention his name because, yeah. Anyways, and I was like, look, you never know what people think anyways, and we were like doing a toast, and I was like to dick, and you was like to ass, and I was like oh okay.
Oh, that sounds on brand for me.
Yeah And I just naturally assume everyone's a bottom because
that's I don't like saying any of those, you know, I mean no, let me rephrase that because that sounds stupid. I don't call myself anything, but I clearly have a preference. Does that
I mean, yeah. As you should. Everybody has preference.
Yeah, I've come to learn what gets me off. I've even writing the book recounting. I was like, ugh, that didn't go well.
I mean, I'm open to being, once I get in a committed relationship, I'm open to topping from time to time.
So I tell myself I would like to be fair in a relationship, but yeah. I ain't got no man, so we'll see.
I ain't got one either.
So I'd rather go with where my dick and heart go. But yes, that sounds on brand for me, and that actually sounds perfectly on brand for you. And you were, that was a group the first year of that party, but you were immediately one of like somebody that was welcoming and friendly, because that isn't always the case, even at like those situations.
Really?
You were nice to me.
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying, I thought that.
No. The first year of that party, Desmond's party, was nice. Desmond's sweet, so it was like nice. But then there was another year, I remember we all got kicked out.
The following year.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
when
about.
When all the gays, and you were like, who walked in?
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
So that's what I meant. Like, initially, the first year, very sweet. Everybody's.
Yeah.
The second.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
And then in the year after that was calm again.
Oh, right. Yeah. He was. Because he cooks.
Yeah. And we all brought, I brought jambalaya.
Classy.
You know.
And I'm Creole. You know, I appreciate that extra.
Exactly. I'm going to get a man one day with my cooking and dick sucking skills, hopefully.
That was very well said. I want that for you. I want you to blow the finest dick next year. I'm going to say a little prayer about that for you later.
Thank you.
I'm a heathen, but I still pray.
I still pray, too. I've prayed for sex. Have you ever prayed for sex?
No, but I should start.
God hasn't answered any of my prayers, so maybe it's not. Maybe I should stop doing that.
Well, people ask for worse things. At least sex is natural.
Facts. Okay. So when was the last time you...
Oh, you finna ask me when the last time I fucked?
No.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Go to your question. I was going to ask when the last time you was on Tinder, because I swiped you a few days ago.
Tinder sucks.
It does.
First of all, it's too many... Well, I don't have good luck dating black men here, which is also in the book is like still, but it's relevant. Tinder is too many white men, and white men don't typically go for either one of us, and that's fine. Well, maybe I'm assuming you might attract the white boys.
No, let's be clear. I don't have a six pack.
Like I'm not a.
But I don't attract a lot of black gay men because I don't have a six pack. But let's.
I don't attract a lot of gay black men in New York. Well, I attract a lot of, I mean, you can be black and Latino, but I don't attract a lot of black American gay men in New York. So in general, people don't approach me. Mm. I've actually been told by women, gay men, progressive straight men. I specifically remember one man was like, "Yo, bro, you got a resting bitch face." Yes, which was technically helpful, like a straight man telling you, like, "Yo, you got a resting bitch face. Like, you need to fix it. You nice and shit, but like, you look mean." So no one approaches me. So I've always had to approach men because I can't sit and. You can spend all your time trying to like change people's like your, I can't change what people assume of me. All I can do is change my reaction to it. Okay. So I always approach men, but since I've been here, which is 4 years now.
You only been here 4 years?
Yeah, well, I've lived around. Like, I used to live in LA for like 3.5, close to 4 years.
That's unfortunate. I hate LA.
Yeah. I still have my shit in storage. I need to deal with that next year. And I could get my Michael Jackson funeral program. That's all I really kind of want. I cover the funeral for work. I've lived, sort of. I twerked with Demi Moore in L.A. when I lived there, too, because I snuck into the white party. I covered it for work, and he was like, no press. And then I don't have his name off the top of my head. It's been a long day, sorry. But, like, the very nice gay PR person that worked in music was like, you know, we go get you in. I bought an all-white outfit, and I had borrowed my friend car. This is before I bought my car. I'm like, no, I'm getting this bitch. Mm-hmm. And I ended up twerking with Demi Moore, and my mom kept bringing it. I was like, girl, I don't want to fuck Demi Moore. I don't even want to fuck Ashton Kutcher, but I'll fuck a man there. Like, whatever.
I twerked with Solange in 2011. Legend. Yeah. And to back that ass
up. Do you remember Electric Red?
Yes.
I twerked with them in the parking lot.
I got my drink and my cup. And my drink and my... I'm fly.
Legends.
Okay, so you're done with Tinder, so...
Tinder doesn't... It's like even when I match people and I speak, no one says anything. I was like, what is this?
It's very rare. Like, I've had... I probably matched with so many motherfuckers, I can't even... I've matched with over, like, 500
And no one
people.
Says anything.
Yeah.
And it's like that with that new one, Chappie.
Oh, yeah, Chappie is whack. Chappie is super whack.
Like, honestly...
They're all pretty whack.
The move is Instagram DM, which I try not to be like an IG... Like, I'm not an IG boy, because I don't have a six-pack.
I've tried that. That actually is not the move for me, but maybe because you got a whole bunch of followers.
I don't even know...
You got over 2,000, and once you get over 2,000, the gays think you pop it.
Do they? They don't hit... The gays don't hit me up. Most of the people that leave me comments are, like, women. Women love me.
Yeah.
My mom... I think my mom put a curse on me, or, like, either a voodoo curse, or she did, like, a novena, and Jesus is listening, or somebody pretending to be Jesus, because only women usually hit on me. Women...
Okay, now I don't get hit on...
Women like me. It's... I'm like...
Yes, you better...
No, I don't want pussy.
I mean, but still, I mean...
No offense to your pussy, but I just don't want pussy.
No, I mean, hey...
I would fuck Rihanna, but, like...
That doesn't count. I fuck Tiana Taylor. That don't count.
Like, I've never actually had sex with a woman.
Me either. Oh my God, we're twinsies.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. Like, I probably would eat Rihanna's pussy for like the throw.
I sucked the titty though.
Whose? Oh, have you?
Yeah.
How was that? Well, clearly it didn't go well.
No. I like to suck things. So
I've heard in this interview, not in general.
I was about to say, have you heard in other spaces? I don't fuck.
You're giving me your Yelp review.
Oh, okay. I don't fuck unpopular. I only fuck unpopular gays. To keep my skills out.
But I actually don't feel lumped in the, like, and you like pop it. I don't feel included in that. Like, I sometimes feel like an odd fish. Not to be all violin, but
no, I do too. But I still. But we might be odd fishy, but we're still adjacent. We're popular adjacent.
Cause we work on like a few of them.
Yeah, and I mean.
And no disrespect to the scammers. I mean, a scammer is president. So at this point, whatever. Just don't get me arrested. Are you stressed?
don't get you arrested. I actually have never had a scammer gay friend. I know that's like
I've never had a real one. I mean, I've just been around scammers. Through work, navigating life, like I've been in their presence.
Oh yeah, no, I've met a plethora of just regular everyday scammers.
Ain't no scammer hanging around me. I am not going to prison.
But actually, I did have a friend that's a scammer. Ooh, and I don't talk to that nigga no more. So I guess.
The feds always watching. Don't want them problems.
But now back to the question.
Oh,
when was the last time you fucked?
When you mean fuck, what do you mean? Like actual?
Whatever. If you just like oral.
Does that count as sex?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're going by oral, in the summer.
Oh, okay.
So
you've been focused.
Actually, you know what? I'm in book promo mode. I Can't Date Jesus, July 2018 pre-order. It's everywhere.
Come on.
And I'm paperback Toya prices. So like,
it's yes, Toya prices.
I write a lot about like having a paranoia about sex and fearing of dying of like AIDS and all that kind of stuff. Like, I am innately very sexual, but have a lot of self-control. Also because I'm a recovering Catholic and I grew up in a very like strict kind of crazy situation. So somehow I can turn it off, or find other means of doing hoe adjacent shit.
Okay. Yes.
But, hoe adjacent. Yeah, like honestly, if I had somebody, I would probably fuck them every day, but I don't have anybody, so yeah. But so, like a couple months,
so summertime,
couple months ago,
so summertime. Okay, yeah. I just sucked some dick last week Tuesday, but we'll talk about it.
I think my most embarrassed is because I put a thing. I think the last time I went into the project to eat somebody's ass.
that's a man I can respect. You better go into the project to eat some
ass. Now that I think about it, I still have to write. They want me to write an epilogue. I'm going to add that. Thank you. You just inspired me.
Come on,
I
definitely. Problem. Yes. Ate some ass in the project. Yes. That's how.
It was very my love, my knee, Janet Jackson. I couldn't take anymore. So I, you know, I went on one of them apps. I know better. I don't have good experiences with those either.
Grindr and all of them. I've met one dude last year, or I attempted to meet, but then eventually I just was like,
you will laugh at this chapter, but I write about how essentially my friend told me my dick was dry and that I needed to get on the apps and be a real gay. And I, and I went on those apps and chaos ensued. I have, God plays pranks on my sex life, but
mine's too.
Yeah,
I think we might be the same person, low key. Yeah. Only I'm the bottom version of you, or the because I ain't never
Tia and Tamara.
Come on, sister.
Ooh, when they thought
both
they
not getting no sex. Yeah. Although this year I got my high score.
Good for you.
I sucked 5 dicks and only liked one of them.
Oh, well, I applaud your productivity.
Thank you.
I wish you better on the quality.
Thank you.
Your tongue.
Well,
I mean,
let's be clear. When I say like I only liked them, one of them as a person.
Oh, I thought you meant the dick.
Oh, no. I mean, I liked, the one I sucked last week, Tuesday.
Dicks are so ugly.
Really?
I'm a terrible gay person, I know. Yada, yada, yada.
I would say
first boy I ever dated and gave him head, he had a nice dick. Like, it was nice packaging. Yes.
Okay. I love dick. Always pretty. It's generally pretty.
He's the only dick I've seen. I'm like, cool.
Cool.
No, I was like into the site.
Okay.
I like mine.
Well, that's...
I'm not a Nikki about it. I'm using you. Forgive me, Nikki. I'm sorry. I love you, Onika.
I don't. Fuck you. No, I'm joking. I love you as a rapper. Okay, so... We'll go into pray now.
Okay.
Okay, so... We should go into eat, because I never get to the fucking eat questions. Matter of fact, what time is
it? I'm ready. Go.
Okay. Look, I'm horrible. So what is your passion? If you had to, I mean, I think it's writing, but I don't.
It's interesting. It's not. I fell
is
into
it eating. Is it eating ass in the projects? Is that your passion?
Not in the projects. Not in the projects. Sorry, technical difficulties. My head was laughing. Where's the cord?
Okay.
Oops. Sorry.
Mm-mm, that's not it. Hold on, we're having technical difficulties.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. It's my fault.
That's what I get.
You can't. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, everyone.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. It's a small hole.
Oh, bless my heart.
It's a small hole, kind of like mine, because it's tight.
Oh, good for you. Not all holes are equal.
Nope. This is grade A asshole right here.
I'm stressed now. Writing is something I actually fell into. I was a broadcast journalism major at Howard. I wanted to be on TV. I still want to be on TV, but I fell into writing full time. Like, I always wanted to write books. I didn't know if I wanted to be like a full time writer. So I am passionate about writing now, but I'm mostly kind of passionate about, honestly, stuff like this, like being able to communicate my point of view, like living off the page. Mm-hmm. Like, I love writing, but I honestly just in general love to communicate my point of view and like connect with people. Like, I genuinely love to connect with people through various mediums. Like, I feel like I'm a storyteller and I want to like change the conversation. I want to elevate how we talk about gay black men. And so that's what I'm mostly passionate about. Like, that actually drives me, because sometimes it can be very difficult being a creative. But when I'm reminded of like what my gifts are, what my purpose is, I feel very great about it, and it always keeps me going.
This just reminded me, because first of all, I didn't name this episode. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you the title now. It's called The Hardest Thing, on Tweet's album, Charlene.
Oh,
because it's all about like giving up. But I went back and forth, because the other episode, the other title or the other song on the album is called I Was Created For This, so that made me think of that. So maybe it'll be a dual name. We'll slash. Anyways, okay, so what is your biggest fear?
Failing, like dying broke or some shit, or like being like, it's like Zora Neale Hurston dying broke and everybody preaching and hating her after the fact. Like, that haunts me. But failure fails me in general, because I am a very ambitious person. And I'm always haunted by the guilt, by like, I'm one of the few people that I can say I grew up around that actually got out in the hood. Mm-hmm. And like left. Even in terms of like my immediate family, I'm the only one away. So, and I chose writing, like in media, and like trying to be on TV and all those kind of things. So,
so you didn't choose like the easy career,
right? Like, I could be a corporate lawyer and working in finance and like just stacking money. You know, I've managed to support myself, and I've, even despite my oppressive student loans, I'm still here. I still live in New York. I'm okay.
Come on, oppressive student loans.
Certain struggles notwithstanding. So, but you know, it would have been easier.
You got a testimony.
If people wanted me to go, and there's, you can't say test without a testimony. Shout out to him. He's not listening, but I might make him. I could have done something else that would have been easier. I don't think I would have been happy. And so, you know, there are moments, particularly when I make a student loan payment or they call me, I'm like, bitch, I didn't go to law school. Because everyone, it's funny, even when I did my first internship interview at a radio station, she wanted me to go work at City Hall when I was in a journalism class I had to take to finish my major. The guy used to work for the Clinton administration, and he wanted me to become a lawyer. He was just like, what are you, this is not that, like, you're smart. Look, oh, you do this, go do that. I mean, you can be smart and be a creative, but I think he was trying to say, yeah, you could be doing something like this. And I just, that wasn't for me. And at this point, I'm 33, so it's kind of like my...
When's your birthday?
April 12th.
What does that make you?
I'm Aries.
Okay, I don't think I've ever met Aries.
Oh, me and Andre are both Aries. Our birthdays are like days within each other.
Oh.
So I've met a lot of people since moving here. Our birthdays are around the same time. Mm-hmm. Definitely an Aries, apparently. I'm not as in tune, but apparently I'm peak Aries.
Come on, peak Aries.
What are you?
I'm a Scorpio diva.
That explains the nasty. And that's not shaming, that's affirmation.
Why, look. I do like the sex.
He flipped his bang in his mind.
I didn't.
It's like actually a very long ponytail. It's inches.
It's always a long pony. That's the only way to go.
Classy.
You went to Howard, right?
I did.
So, first of all, my niece just got into Howard. So,
oh, like, yes, baby bison.
Are you like a Howard? Are you one of those Howard people?
You mean annoying?
I wasn't going to say it, but since you said it.
I love Howard. I'm glad I made that choice. My actual time at Howard was interesting. there are people. Yeah, it was just an interesting time. Part of my discomfort at being Howard initially was the fact that it was a lot of like bougie niggas that I thought only existed on TV.
That's how it was for me at LSU.
And there were people from Houston is a literally, in terms of just like square mileage, a massive city.
Yeah.
So the Houston metro area is like bigger than damn near like tiny states and shit. So there's that, and then there's the metro area. So the fact that, like, imagine meeting people who are literally not within that area. Mm-hmm. And people, when I enter, like, I think my class, there are people in it that I love, but a lot of them were whack. And I just will never remember, just to actually tie this up nicely, there was one girl who heard where I was from and what high school I went to, and she was like, "Oh my God, you're from Harlan Clark and you went to Madison and you go to Howard. I'm so proud of you." I'm like, "Bitch, I'm smarter than you. What are you doing?" And this is at a party, so I was like, "Get her away from me." So there was like some of that snottiness. But the thing about what I do love about Howard is that it's honestly the most diverse place I've ever been. I've never been... because diversity goes beyond race. So it was like black people from every walk of life. So in terms of the grand scheme of things, I love Howard. I loved all of that. It took me a while to get to that love because my immediate introduction to Howard was like snotty black people who were looking down on me and were from the same city as me, but pretending to be hood, but at the same time judging me from where I was from. And that was like a turnoff. But overall, Howard was a great place. I'm really glad I went there. A lot of the Howard men sometimes can be uppity. Not all, but...
As I roll my motherfucking ass.
Yeah, because they're a whole...
But they're not worse than Morehouse, man.
I was just about to say, so...
Because no one is more uppity than Morehouse, nigga.
Yeah, like, my best friend is, like, Morehouse legend, but he don't act like that.
No, he's not. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
This is why I love him.
So when I used to introduce him to Howard people, I'd be like, "This is Andre. He went to Morehouse, but don't worry, y'all. He cool." But at the same time, people could easily say that about me when they meet Howard, because I had a friend literally yesterday... went to some Howard party and she named people. I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And there were people from Howard who went to school with me, them sissies that never came out, but I was out and they, whatever. But I see them and they don't even speak. And I hate shit like that. I'm like, "We went to Howard. We live in New York. Hi. We ain't gotta be besties, but just speak. I'm Southern. So, like, hello." Or just chunk the deuce. Now I don't bother. It's like, whatever, nigga. But it's stuff like that I still don't like. But overall, Howard was a good experience, and your niece will like it. My niece is already excited. Went to Howard, and I'm like, "You should have went to Howard."
Well, she like was walking on campus. It's like, "This is my school. This is my school."
Yes.
And I was like, "Okay, you better speak into existence."
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, being on Howard's campus, I was like, "I should have went here."
Yeah, when you're actually physically there, and
but I'm glad I didn't go there. Cause I would
LSU. This might be a total. It's fun though.
LSU. I mean,
you might have had a really good time at Howard though, but just it would have been on the low.
Well, I mean,
although a lot of them bottoms though, so maybe not. Well, back then, I don't know now.
Well, you know,
that wasn't bottom shaming.
It's okay. Oh wait, no, don't bottom shame. But you know,
I wasn't bottom. But I was just like, I was thinking, like, because how old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, so that's what I mean. I'm like, I'm not saying like, but like back then, that could have went either way. Now the children are free. It's like, I met some young bison. I'm old Howard, clearly, to them. And so it's like, some things have not changed. God bless the administration's heart. But in terms of like the actual, they're freer. And that actually makes me happier.
Yeah, I definitely saw like a gay boy on campus, and he was like, I was like, yes,
I love that freedom. Like, it makes me very happy.
It was like me,
yeah,
at LSU and at Whitewater. Every school I went to, it was just kind of like me.
But I was thinking about available dick for you back then. I don't know, you might have been.
But I feel like DC in general just had a plethora of penises rolling around.
I was just thinking you could have went local,
yeah,
and there's always Baltimore. Well, Baltimore got snacks. Don't sleep.
No. It's not that I don't. I know that. But I just thought about a nigga that I dated talked to who went to Johns Hopkins who ain't shit.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I just looked at my best friend / producer Edwin, and we both just grimaced at that nigga.
Well, maybe VA, because VA has a lot of attractive people.
Mm. Anyways, I'm sorry. You just took me to a place.
I apologize.
It's okay. It was short-lived. I always get short-lived niggas who really... Like, it's funny because the long-term niggas, I'm like, oh, it's okay, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the niggas that only lasted, like, 4 to, like, 12 weeks, those are the niggas I hate the most.
I always attract people that are into me but don't know what to do with me. That's been, like, my personal and professional issue. Yeah.
I think that might be my issue the last couple of years, too.
I don't think I'm easily boxing. Even talking about, like, gay black man, I remember one time somebody called me a feminine top. I was like, first of all, I don't really say that, but, like, I was like, ooh. And then my mom, I'm like, and this is on a date. I'm like, nigga, I'm not trying to catch no case in my adulthood, but you finna get it. And actually, the last boy I dated that was black.
So have you started dating outside your race?
Cause you he told me...
Keep going.
Have you dated? You're a really great catch, but I don't think we're compatible because you're like a lawyer and you will say anything to be right, and I'm emotional. First of all, I don't need to be right. You think I need to be right. And then the other thing was, I'm not a lawyer. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't need to be right. Like, I can't control. And I literally was like, pick me, pick me. And mind you, this is his birthday thing that I was like trying to treat him to. I was like, have we ever argued about anything? Have I ever argued about down about something? Did I ever feel compelled to, like, no, I'm right, shaking you? No. Then what the fuck you talking about? So yes, I've dated the poppies. Like, some of them are black, and then some of them are like Mark Anthony if he were cuter and ate more protein. But
that nigga is anorexic.
Yeah, like, I was trying to give you I couldn't think of somebody. I guess I should have said Ricky Martin, but shorter or something like that. But yeah, I've dated Latino men, which is actually new for me. And it, like, the joke between my friends is like, oh, that's what Michael likes. No, that's who responds to me. Because growing up in Houston, it was mostly, at least for me, black Latino, but not all of them like black people. So I definitely fought somebody named Gilberto who did not like black people. Well, we were cool, but his mom was racist. And that kind of seeped in. Gilberto got popped in the mouth, though.
Okay.
Right. I've tamed my Chris Brown, but just sometimes people try you.
Now I tamed my Chris Brown.
American white men are not attracted to me. I'm perfectly fine.
They're trash.
Honestly, the only white man that probably could please me is Ryan Phillippe.
That's a good one.
Legendary bae.
Well, mine's is in heaven. Paul Walker.
Oh, I liked him.
R.I.P. That's going to be a motherfucker when I get to heaven.
You're going to try to knock it down.
God is going
to
be like, Savoy, get over here. I'm going to be like, what? What? Hey, Paul, what's your name?
The fact that you're planning to immediately fuck somebody when you get to heaven is
amazing. That's probably why I'm not going.
That's actually amazing. No, you have to go to heaven because you literally need to fuck Paul Walker on, like, the gates.
Right. Just be like, hey, Paul, just got my leg all cocked up.
No,
like,
no, take it.
Take it.
Ride him, Paul. Right in front of, like, the Virgin Mary.
What? I just feel like in heaven you get what you want.
I'd like your version of heaven. I want to go.
All right. So we'll go. We'll do one E question. The podcast is called Eat, Breathe Up. We never get to an E question. But anyways, what's your comfort meal? Like, your meal whenever, I guess, when
if
you're
I'm in,
feeling sad or
if
low.
If I'm in Houston or Louisiana.
Or just feeling happy. I guess that's
if I'm down home, it would be fried alligator.
Yes. I had alligator
like
the first
French
time.
Fries. It's amazing. If I'm up here... It's probably like either like catfish, like macaroni and cheese and greens, or like catfish and like fries, like a lot of catfish, or like a po' boy, but they don't really have that here.
They
don't have that. They don't know nothing about that. Or like some chicken wings, and I can like they can be any kind of way, but I love chicken wings. I'm in that respect. I'm like a country.
I don't feel like
chicken. And it's the holidays.
I don't like chicken wings.
I love cornbread dressing. Like, that actually just makes me happy.
Okay, so this is what I want. Since you brought it up, we'll go quick. So the fact that you know the difference between...
Oh, yeah. I don't do that stuffing shit.
What the fuck is the stuffing?
Some bullshit.
Because that's dry. And I don't want nothing dry in my mouth.
But if I had to pick, it would be like... If I could plan the meal, I know where you were going. Anyway. It would be fried alligator, some specific type of fries with like some Slappy Mama seasoning and like the sauce that goes with both at Papa Do's. And then,
you know, I've never been to Papa Do's.
It is my favorite place, and that's actually between, I'm sad and I'm going home, but like for my nieces, I love them, and going to Papa Do's, and then Whataburger and Shipley's. But
okay, so next time especially I go, Papa, Do's. I go to Papa Do's.
Papa Do's is everything. And maybe like a little boudin, but it has to be the alligator. Like, I love alligator so much. I love alligator boudin. I love alligator sausage. I am clearly a Creole. That,
like, but you're like, never mind.
What you gonna say?
Oh, never mind.
No, say it.
I was gonna say you want a nice Creole.
Oh, okay. So wait, I'm not one of those people that think being Creole.
Sorry. Yeah, like I am gonna get this episode is gonna be motherfuckers. Oh, is gonna be like,
I know what you mean. You mean them snotty ass niggas who think they not black?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Even to some people, I'm too dark.
You? Yeah, I'm about to say you're a dark Creole.
I thank you. So you're when people Creole. Try to call me light skin, I'm like, y'all are Northerners and y'all don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
I am light skin adjacent at best. To my, if I have relatives like being around those types, I am not. My hair is not curly anymore. I've gotten darker. It's like, get in the back of the line. You get the last bit of gumbo, nigga. You are not
special.
Well,
you know, being in Milwaukee and then going to LSU, I had never.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know what, like, my friend Veronica is Creole, but like she darker, like my color. So
yeah,
like she would say, like,
anything.
Oh, Creole. Yeah, so I was like, okay, Creole, you Creole girl, whatever, bye. But getting to Louisiana and like meeting, like, and they'd be like, I'd be like, you know, we're black, I'm Creole, you're black.
Yeah, so that's the thing. When I say I want to make sure people hear that. When I know I'm black, I literally used to joke, I'm like, Creole ain't nothing but like niggas who order like the jambalaya and broken French. Like, it's not, actually, I will say it is like an actual culture. I hate that, like, my grandparents who used to speak Creole around us didn't teach my mom to teach me. And like, there are little things like the Zydeco and like, mm-hmm. just little things that kind of matter because that's like its own culture. Like, I hate that I'm not as connected.
Yeah,
and that because
I don't want to be clear. There are nice Creoles. I'm just saying.
Oh no, but a lot of them are nice. But there ones. Are people. No, I've literally been to weddings and the snotty ones will turn up their nose over something. I'm like, sweetie, you're black. If you get pulled over, you're going to get your Creole head stuck into the skull, crash into the cement like everybody else will be shot. You're not special. You just are light skinned with like some silky ass hair, and they sell that shit now. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you're not special. So no, I know that. There are people who think they're special because they're like extra light. It's no one cares. I've never cared like any about that, okay. But I'm familiar with that type. Yes, okay. When I used to get really really drunk, I would speak like the broken Creole gibberish I could remember, which I haven't remember now. I'd be like, hey baby, hey shit, and then like little gibberish, but I don't have it like I used to. I can hold the liquor, but not the vernacular.
That's okay. Look, okay, so we're going to go on to bird confessions.
Okay.
You were familiar with this. Okay, what kind of bird are you? Pigeon, dove, flamingo, peacock?
I've been called a peacock.
Yes.
I go back and forth between peacock and dove. I don't think people that know me would, like, give me dove because they're haters. So I'll just say peacock to please people. I'm a peacock. Like,
I don't think you're that bougie, though.
Is the peacock bougie?
Yeah, what? So levels, because I haven't gave levels or so. A pigeon is 95% ratchet.
Oh.
A dove is 50-50% ratchet and bougie. And then a flamingo is like 2/3 bougie.
Oh, I'm a dove. And I'm not that sadiddy.
I wouldn't give you dove, though. Well,
you think I'm a pigeon?
No. Hell.
Oh. Well, like, what's the ranking? Like, I mean, I'm like the...
I would think I'm a flamingo. I feel like you're more flamingo-ish. Like, you 1/3 ratchet. I wouldn't say you 2/3 bougie.
You might have to be around me a little bit more. But some people might be like, no.
I mean, we all got... Let's be clear. All flamingos got dovey. Like, you throw home some other... If I see a nigga with... Yesterday, I saw a nigga with a neck tattoo. And when I tell you, I was like... In Philly.
Oh, I'm into that.
I was in Philly. And
Philly got the dates.
Whew, Philly. But this nigga, he wasn't even that cute, but it was just a neck tattoo, and it was just like, it was like radiating
like
from his skin.
I actually want like more tattoos. Too. Like, I just, no.
I just like tattoos.
I kind of settle on dove, but maybe flamingo.
Okay.
I'm upgrading. So I'm an author now. So yes, I'm a flamingo. Yes. Yeah. I'll use that as an excuse.
Okay.
Somebody's cool. Listening like, this nigga is a pigeon. Fuck him.
Favorite ratchet song?
Oh, that's so hard. Let me just think of some ones that I've been listening. I love Trina's Nasty Bitch. The original Slob on Your Knob, although I love the Nicki remix. Mia X's Versus on the original Freako.
Okay.
Flossy T with my pussy heads and I'm out of there. Yes. UGK. Let Me See It. Actually, yes. UGK, Let Me See It.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Pimp C. My brother literally calls me Bun B because he says, you say the slang words proper like Bun B, which is a read. It's a country hood read, but it's a read. It's efficient.
Okay, who could get the dick first? Street pharmacist or gangbanger? Go into your DL brain.
The drug dealer, because at least I can get a loan paid.
Okay, yes. Who would you fuck?
I probably even at this point, I'll at least suck the dick if he'll pay a cute student loan payments. Them private loan struggle is real.
Look,
I at least blow on it or something.
Yes, you better
get a little sloppy just because, I mean, and I'm only saying this not because I just owe some payments. It's like, ugh, girl, take the money.
I cannot. Who would you fuck first, Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff?
Quavo, he's pretty.
Quavo does nothing for me.
That ain't your type.
I'm so.
Who you want?
I want Takeoff.
I knew you was gonna say that. Burr.
Takeoff is so cute to me. Knuck If You Buck or Back That Ass Up.
Oh shit. As much as I love Knuck If You Buck, Back That Ass Up, but if I picked another Crime Mob song, it would be Rocky Hips because Diamond's verse. I go into favors of that bootylicious.
So you see, that's how I feel about her verse on Knuck If You Buck though.
I go into a trance when I hear that verse, so I'm that bird.
Okay. Keisha Cole or K. Michelle?
Ooh. Well, K. Michelle, actually. I love old Keisha. Just Like Always. You is like Forever. One of my favorite albums, like the last 10, 50 like R&B albums. But overall, K. Michelle is a stronger catalog to me.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
okay.
So Keisha's first two albums,
first two.
Are dope. The third is okay. The third has moments like, oh shit, this is great. Are you gonna go that way? And then the fourth, fifth, sixth are kind
of the fourth, fifth. But fourth has one of my favorite Keisha songs. Long Way Down is like one of my favorite.
That's a really good song. No,
I was like, I don't know why I feel that.
Keisha still has great moments, but
yeah,
K. Michelle.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Build Me a Man.
You like that?
That is my, I don't know why I connect to that on such a, like, I like every time there was Lance, he wasn't ready.
No, that's a good song.
I hate that it's just an intro though.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, it's no build that,
but it's like top five intros or
I really love this new K Michelle album because she's a dope rapper, which I knew she could rap because I heard the mixtapes, but I'm like, oh, you can rap. The country, she does country really well. The jazzy, the fucking your man jazzy.
Yeah, that's why as much as I do like K Michelle and because I really do like her, some of the shit when she goes like super ghetto or gimmicky, like it just feels so like, okay, sis, like this is a waste. Like this is a waste of your talent. Like I don't want to hear you be like, it's just kind of like, we know you ratchet, but you don't have to be like, this is just too on a level ratchet that I'm just like, it's.
I get that. I get it, but I don't. I think she's like a very.
Oh, sorry. We gotta wrap it up. Sorry.
Millie Jackson, go.
Yes. Okay. So. Okay, so bundles or wig?
Bundles.
Amber Rose or Kim Kardashian? My producer kicked me, so we got it.
You just mean in general?
Yeah. I hope this shouldn't be a hard question for you. Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually think I'm going to go with Kim Kardashian.
I don't know who you are anymore.
No, we have to go. I'm the Amber Rose. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. As if you were to get surgery, ass implants or lipo?
Lipo. And speaking of ass, shout out to Amber Rose because I've seen that thing move and it's amazing. So I want to atone for what I said.
Would you get your lipo in the DR or Columbia?
DR, because even though I might find a Colombian snack, you gotta watch some streets.
Okay.
I watch Narcos.
Baby Fat, Apple Bottom, or J-Lo?
Baby Fat is kind of iconic. Well, no, nothing Russell Simmons related. J-Lo.
But that's Kamora, don't...
Oh, Kamora. Okay, Baby Fat, yes.
Yeah, don't...
Baby Fat.
We fuck his legacy, but no, we Baby can't do Fat. That to Kamora. Okay, Uber or Lyft after fucking?
Juno.
Yes. IG model or video vixen?
IG model.
Okay. Tiger or Safari, who you fucking? You gotta pick one.
Ew.
You gotta pick one. Come on. You can do it.
Safari, wow, but I muzzled him.
That's fine. You ain't even gotta look at the nigga. I put a paper bag over both their faces.
Yeah, not Tiger, but I...
Oh. Anyways, okay, so who's your zaddy of the week? And that zaddy of the week is the one man that can get all your loving.
Anthony Ramos, which is the only good thing about... Oh, no. Odell Beckham, all day, every day.
Ooh,
that's honorable cool. mention, Anthony Ramos, because he was the only good part of She's Gotta Have It, because it's not good, but Odell...
I love him. He was my Zaddy of the Week last week.
We see each other. But Odell is my everything. We could fuck, dance off, we could fuck each other. I'm opening up for Bay. That's love. He probably could...
Okay.
The way he moves, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm back.
Come back to life.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Well, if we gonna go football, I'll go with Dez Bryant from Dallas Cowboys.
Good choice.
Or what's my other boo name? He got the glasses. I was in love with him. It's something with a Miller. I don't know what's escaping me. Anyways, okay. So last but not least, this is gonna be a long episode. We're gonna have to cut it down. But anyways, Bad Bitch Hall of Fame. Who are you giving your flowers to?
The queen of my life, Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter.
I actually think you are the first Beyonce.
Of course I am.
How fitting. So I'm going to go with Rihanna. Because I thought that See, let me be clear. I love Beyonce, but I love Rihanna more.
Okay.
And not just that we won't discuss.
I don't take it as shade.
Yeah, thank you. Because some people.
It's a different taste.
Yeah, it's just a different taste.
Maybe me 3 months ago, I'm like, who said? Like, no, I get it.
Yeah, like, and
Rihanna's
it's not
everything.
I love reasons. Beyonce. Period. Let's be very clear. I will always love, but Rihanna just has done more for my life.
It's her openness in a way, and you're a little Kim fan, like she.
Yeah, I like the fact that she just feels more human.
I get what you mean. She's not a deity. She is just. She's a goddess, but she's not above.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you, Michael.
I appreciate you for coming. I took that better than you thought.
Look, and that is what we call growth. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you.
Don't forget
to get the book.
Yes, I Can't Date Jesus. It's available. Order it, please. I need to be popping.
You need to be real popping.
So you can get all
the ass that you can ever have.
Yes, I want to smack somebody's ass cheeks with my book next summer. I'm gonna put that on God.
Bye. We'll be right back.